After being in a coma for 22 days, Susan Thornton awoke at Willowock County Hospital with several gaps in her memory. A brilliant physicist, she couldn't remember where she worked. She couldn't remember her boss, even after she spoke to him on the phone. But she could vividly remember the incident 13 years ago, the murder at the cavern known as the House of Thunder, that took the life of her boyfriend. In fact, the murderer himself began to fill the gaps in her memory, threatening to create a new reality.
His name was Ernest Hartch. He was a squarely built man with a square face, squared off features, and gray eyes the shade of dirty ice. When she had testified against him in court, he had fixed her with those chilling eyes and hadn't glanced away from her for even the briefest moment. She had clearly read the message in his intimidating stare. "You're going to be sorry you ever took the witness stand." But that had been 13 years ago. In the meantime, she had taken precautions to be sure he would not find her when he got out of prison. She had long ago stopped looking over her shoulder. And now, here he was.
Was he real, or a lookalike? Was she paranoid, or had her perceptions been somehow affected by the coma?
So now there are four of them, four dead ringers, all here in the hospital.
Well, I don't know exactly.
But didn't you just tell me?
I mean, yes, they look identical to the men who killed Jerry. But I don't know if they're nothing more than dead ringers or if they're...
Yes?
Well, maybe they're something else.
Such as...
In the case of Parker and Jellicoe...
Go on.
He urged. Susan simply couldn't bring herself to speculate aloud on the existence of ghosts. When Carl Jellicoe had been holding her down against the mattress, his hands clamped tightly on her arms, supernatural explanations had not been beyond consideration. But now it seemed like sheer lunacy to talk seriously about dead men returning from their graves to extract bloody vengeance from the living.
The questions started to multiply when Ernest Hartch's accomplices also turned up at the hospital.
So now there are four of them, four dead ringers, all here in the hospital.
Well, I don't know exactly.
But didn't you just tell
me? I mean, yes. They look identical to the men who killed Jerry. But I don't know if they're nothing more than dead ringers or if they're...
Yes?
Well, maybe they're something else.
Such as...
In the case of Parker and Jellicoe...
Go on.
He urged. Susan simply couldn't bring herself to speculate aloud on the existence of ghosts. When Carl Jellicoe had been holding her down against the mattress, his hands clamped tightly on her arms... Supernatural explanations had not been beyond consideration. But now it seemed like sheer lunacy to talk seriously about dead men returning from their graves to extract bloody vengeance from the living.
The House of Thunder is powerfully performed by two narrators, Laurel Merlington and Mel Foster, who bring the tension and terror to a piano string tautness. This 10-hour unabridged recording from Brilliance Audio is available on 9 compact discs, or 1 MP3 CD.